ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين وإذا تتلى عليه آياتنا ولا مستكبرا كأن لم يسمعها كأن في أذنيه وقرا فبشره بعذاب أليم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات النعيم خالدين فيها وعد الله حقا وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم. In the opening ayat of the Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to us this Quran is a means of hidayat, a means of rahmah, is a kitab that is full of wisdom, and the hidayah and rahmah is for the muhsinin, for those who do good. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala very briefly described a few qualities, giving zakat, performance of salat. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when in the very early nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Makkah Mukarrama, and the frequent tilawat of Quran Kareem was found in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very clear we find in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and their tilawat and the tilawat of other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was of such a nature that the people of Makkah, even though they did not accept Iman and Islam at the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were somewhat attracted like a magnet to the tilawat of the Quran Kareem. So they used to sit around stealthily, and they used to listen to the tilawat of the Quran Kareem at night, of that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of some of the Sahaba, etc. Nadr bin Harith was a person that was an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He used to go out of Makkah and mostly to Persia, to Iran. And on one of his trips, in one of his occasions, he purchased some of those books that had the historical details of the emperor of Persia, the emperors of the past. And he brought these books to Makkah Mukarrama, most probably they were in Arabic, and he began to have these books read in competition with the Quran Kareem, hoping and trying that those people that were listening to the Quran stealthily, those that were attracted to the Quran even though they were in a state of kufr, that they would begin to come and sit and listen to the stories of the emperors of the past. And he used to make these statements that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about the people of Aad and Thamud. Here we will speak about the kings of Persia, like Rustam and others. So that, and then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you hear what he says, but then after that also, it doesn't stop there. You have to perform salat, you have to give out your zakat, etc. And here you listen to it free of charge. There's no obligation that comes after it. So hence in this way, he tried to persuade those that were listening to the Quran Kareem towards this, and a small group of people had actually joined him. That is in one narration. There is another narration also that Nadr bin Harith, when he went out to Persia, he purchased a singing slave, a slave that could sing very well, a slave girl that could sing very well, and he brought her to Makkah Mukarrama, and in competition with the tilawat of the Quran Kareem, he made her sing at night. And those people that used to listen to the Quran Kareem were automatically attracted to the singing, and they began leaving the listening of the Quran Kareem. So both narrations have come with regards to this ayat. The ayat in itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ, and from mankind there are those who have purchased things of frivolous things of absolutely no value, لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, so that they would deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without having any knowledge with regards to what they are doing. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَى, and they made it a mockery. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, for them is a punishment that will be disgraceful, a chastisement that will be disgraceful. So in the ayat in itself, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to these type of things, the reading of storybooks, and all these other stuffs like music, etc., as lahw al hadith, frivolous issues, frivolous matters. Thereafter Allah says, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا وَلَّا مُسْتَكْبِرًا كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا. That when the tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem is made upon them, when our verses are recited upon them, وَلَّا مُسْتَكْبِرًا, he turns his back away in a state of arrogance, كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا, as though he has not heard these verses of the Qur'an Kareem. Now again, for them it was just not a matter of listening to the Qur'an Kareem, they understood the Qur'an Kareem, and they understood the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they would turn away from this Qur'an Kareem, and Allah says, كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرَى, as though in his ears there was some form of lead, and his ears were plugged, and because of that he could not hear, but that was not the case. So Allah says, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, then give him the glad tidings of a painful punishment. On the converse and the contrary, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, certainly those who have brought iman and practiced righteously, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ النَّعِيمِ, for them are gardens of bliss, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will remain in it forever, وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ, the wa'da, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Almighty, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is All-Wise. That despite the fact that Allah has the might, Allah has the power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have destroyed these people in the very initial stages, but at the same time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is wise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wisdom demanded, that Allah ta'ala gives them respite, time to think about it, make tawbah, make amends, and move away from all those evil acts that they had. But very shortly and brief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows us some very, very important aspects. And amongst that, the most important aspect is this, that when we get involved in listening to music, getting involved in listening to un-Islamic activities, then what happens? The first thing that happens is, it removes us from the Qur'an Kareem. When we turn towards the Qur'an Kareem, and we recite the Qur'an Kareem, we will find that immediately our hearts will be disinclined from all these frivolous acts and issues, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance will come down. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.